next time, let's use a phone app.
Okay, we're here, but I don't see anything wrong.
Except for that giant beam of sunlight burning the park to bits.
I stand corrected.
Okay, Larry boy, what is the plan?
How about we dig up the park and move it out of the way? Or we get a giant tube of sunscreen and smear it all over the... What about a really big umbrella?
Fine, but where can we get something like that?
Right here.
Everybody in position?
Ready!
Okay, Escape. Let her rip.
It's working!
The sunbeam is starting to fade.
Hooray for us!
Was not my best idea. How you doing, Escape?
I feel like a chimichanga. Fried.
Would you like some water?
Better.
The League of Incredible Vegetables! Incredible Vegetables! There is Larry Boy and Escape.
Poor Escape. He wouldn't be up to his chin in aloe vera if I hadn't made that umbrella suggestion.
Now, don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah, the tube of sunscreen idea was way worse.
Ricochet, not helping.
I've analyzed recent sunspot activity and atmospheric conditions. There is no natural explanation for that burst of sunlight. Any thoughts, Laddie boy?
I'm the last guy you should ask.
Thank you, Alfred. We'll keep an eye out for any more weird weather.
Excuse me, Alfred.
What is it, Kubrick?
Incoming reports indicate that downtown Bumbleyburg is experiencing another environmental anomaly.
What kind of anomaly?
Fog.
Fog? How bad can that be?
Pretty bad.
Boy?
Why are you asking me? Oh, right. Guy in charge. How about you save the citizens? I'll handle the cars.
Got it!
Thanks to the incredible vegetables, no one was badly injured, except for another valiant member of their team. Now, we can only hope that this is the last of the freakish weather that has plagued Bumbleyburg.
Oh, no. It's just beginning.
Aw, Vogue. I feel just awful. I should have warned you. I should have stopped you. I should have...
Honestly, Larry boy, it's not your...
See? Another bad decision I made.
Larry boy, stop blaming yourself. I couldn't see where I was going. It's not like you created that fog.
Are you sure? Who's to say? I don't even know anymore.
Glad you're handling this so well.
Actually, you know what would help? Maybe check out who's actually behind all of that weird weather.
Sure, I could do that. Feel better, Vogue. Sorry about the flowers. See? There I go again! Thanks for letting me drop by on such short notice, Officer Scooter.
Oh, happy to, Larry boy. But there ain't a chance any of my prisoners could be blamed for those attacks.
Are you sure about that?
Positively! This is a super maximum security facility. Nobody gets in or out without me knowing about it.
You couldn't build an elevator?
We went over budget on the stairs.
What are you doing here?
So, how's everyone?
You'll have to excuse them. They're not getting a lot of sleep lately.
How come?
Because of this one. Snores every night like a runaway choo-choo.
Awful Alvin. I'm not surprised. He never played well with others.
Au contraire, Larry boy. Lampy and I are enjoying a lovely game of checkers. Care to join in?
No, thanks. I'm more of a tiddlywinks guy myself.
Oh, pity. It would be such fun to match wits with you again.
Guess I was wrong again. I'll have to find my suspect someplace else. By the way, how did Alvin get such a fancy checker set?
Oh, you'd be amazed what folks can buy online.
Letty boy, come quickly. There's more wild weather in the works.
On my way. Man, I have got to get back to the gym.
When does a storm strike only one side of a street?
No time for that now, Thingamabob. We have to help Mayor Blueberry.
I'll do it!
Uh-oh! Are you all right, little one?
Oh, swell.
Poor Ricochet! What else could go wrong?
Larry boy, incoming!
Thingamabob, does it hurt?
Silly question.
See? This is all my fault.
Chill out, Larry boy. We knew the job was dangerous when we took it.
But it got more dangerous when I took charge. I should just quit.
Larry boy, you can't!
We all have faith in you, right?
It could have gone better. I mean, you can do this!
No, I can't! What if there's another disaster? I'll just ruin everything! I give up!
Good talk. Rough day, Master Larry boy.
I wish I had my Larry blankie. It's like when you're a kid and you play basketball with your dad, but he always scores and you never do because he's faster and taller.
Your father did that to you?
Actually, the basketball stuff was just an analogy. He was more of a tiddlywinks guy. I never wanted that either.
Are you familiar with Hebrews 10:36?
Nope.
It's in the Bible. It says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
Sorry, couldn't hear you over all the thumping.
I was saying, when you feel like giving up, remember, God wants you to keep trying. Show determination, and if you fail, do so with grace.
Oh, me? Grace? Ha! I'm just a big klutz.
And yet, if you stumble, God will help you stand. If you feel weak, he will give you strength. If you feel lost, he will show you the way home. You must have patience.
The only patients I have are my friends, and they're all in the hospital. Because of me. Sorry, Alfred, but I quit.
Larry boy? What's wrong?
Let's just say things aren't going my way.
Golly, that's too bad. But whatever's making you sad, we know you can work it out. Cause you're a hero.
Well, I shouldn't be. Don't you understand? I am not that hero. What's that?
Cocoa, with double marshmallows. I found you asleep in the park, so I brought you here to pull yourself together, away from prying eyes.
Where no one could see me.
Uh-huh.
Out of sight, out of mind.
We're kinda saying the same thing.
That's it! Awful Alvin! I know it was you! Alvin, wake up!
You hear that? It goes on all night. I told him try nasal spray, but does he listen? No!
No time for that now, officer. Confess, Alvin. You've been causing all that nasty weather from down here, where no one could see you. Oh, so you won't talk, eh? Okay. No more Mr. Nice Cute. Lampy!
Ah! He's pretending to be Alvin!
Shame on you, Lampy.
But then, where did Alvin go? Oh!
How much did Alvin order online?
A lot, now that you mention it.
That's terrible.
Aye, you cannot believe how many trips I had to make to get it all downstairs.
What's this? A receipt from Do-It-Yourself Robot Supply? Guys! I figured out who... Guys?
Oh, goodness me!
Alfred, are you hurt?
A bit, but my skin is silky smooth, thanks to all this aloe vera.
Well, it is good to stay hydrated. Alfred, I figured out who's behind all the crazy weather. It's...
Awful Alvin. I know. He's the one who did all of this. And he's run off with the rest of the league.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And now you must save them.
But I can't. Every time I try to help, I only make things worse.
Remember what I said about the will of God? Well, I for one am sure his will would be for you to rescue your friends. Now, off you go. You caused all that weather? How?
You should be able to figure that out, my bald, shiny friend. What's the best way for an incarcerated villain to acquire everything he needs for world domination? Why, online shopping, of course. I had it all delivered. It all starts with robotic henchmen. Even in the villainy game, it takes a village, you know. Next, I ordered an enormous magnifying glass. You'd be amazed what you can find on the internet. Then, I had a giant block of ice, along with an enormous solar-powered fan, all delivered to create the fog. The robot's high-powered rotating crippers supplied the needed hail. And finally, I cyber-shopped a giant pair of wool socks from the big and seriously tall store. These were used to create the bolt of lightning.
Ooh, good shopping. I mean, that's horrible.
I know. You wouldn't believe my credit card bills.
But why do it?
Why? To get revenge on Larry Boy for sending me to prison, of course.
Oh, well then, that makes sense. I didn't say I agreed with him.
Now, I will use one last invention to smash the Bumbleyburg Dam and flood the city so I can take over.
But if you do that, there won't be any city left to take over.
Don't confuse me with the facts. I shall have my revenge and work out the details later. But for now, I have a dam to bust.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. Or in this case, do the backstroke.
Are you sure Awful Alvin went to the Bumbleyburg Dam?
Quite sure. That's the thing about supervillains. They talk a lot.
Thanks for driving me to the dam today, Mom and Dad. My science fair project is going to be awesome.
Your support, young citizen. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a third act battle to fight. That'll hold things together. Huh?
What's this? Larry boy, you...
Okay, Alvin, you're coming with me. As soon as the room stops spinning.
Not gonna happen, loser boy. I was sure you were the weakest link in the incredible vegetable chain. Once I got your teammates out of the way, I knew you'd fall apart.
Oh, yeah?
And now to call my robot henchmen to finish you off for good. Face it, hero. You were never really good enough.
Maybe you're right.
I win again!
Don't listen to him, Larry boy. Even when things look bad, you always come through.
Yeah, like just now, when you saved Laura and her parents.
And when you figured out Alvin was the bad guy.
And when you... what they said. And what God said. For when you have done his will, you shall receive what he has promised.
Yeah, I don't care what you think, Alvin. I've got God in my corner.
What? Well, it's too late, Larry boy.
Now get the remote control!
Give that back! You don't know how to use it. You'll only make a mess of things, as usual.
Sorry, Alvin. You may not think I'm any good, but my friends do, and God does. So I do, too.
Once again, you've saved Bumbleyburg.
Thanks, Officer Scooter. But I couldn't have done it without the support of my friends in the League of Incredible Vegetables.
Yeah!
Oh, one more thing, Officer.
Yes?
Promise you won't accept any more packages for Awful Alvin. Okay, since I'm in charge, I order us all to take a nap.
Come in, Incredible Vegetables!
Yes, Alfred?
A gang of thieves has run amok at the Bumbleyburg Boardwalk. They're taking all the cotton candy.
Copy that, Alfred. We'll be there as soon as we can.